Australia's Prime Minister delivered a stark warning on the threat of North Korea today. Malcolm Turnbull said military conflict is now more likely than at any time since the Korean War. And he said his government is considering plans to evacuate Australians from the Korean Peninsula, urging Australians in the region to register their details. From Canberra, Stephanie Dalzell reports.
South Korea's capital, Seoul, is in the shadow of North Korea's fearsome military. It faces devastation if the tensions erupt into war. Australia would most likely be involved. The Defence Minister, Maurice Payne, is there right now for high-level security talks.
North Korea cannot be allowed to exercise coercive power of any sort under any circumstances.
The threat of North Korea exercising that power continues to rise. The rogue state carried out its sixth nuclear test earlier this week, and the Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull told Channel 9 Kim Jong-un's regime represents a grave threat to regional stability.
I think the chance of war is, the prospects of war or the risk of war, Carl, is greater than it's been since the end of the Korean War.
That risk is now so concerning, the government is considering plans to move Australians out of the region.
We are considering, we always consider these evacuation contingencies. Now, what's really important for Australians to do when they're overseas, and particularly for those in North Asia at the moment, is register on the Smart Traveller website of the Department of Foreign Affairs. And what that will mean is that, firstly, we'll know that you're there, and secondly, if there is a need for an alert, it can go straight to your smartphone and you can be connected.
Professor John Blaxland is the head of the Strategic and Defence Studies Centre at the Australian National University. He believes Malcolm Turnbull's rhetoric is shifting, and he says that reflects the country's working against North Korea are running out of non-military options.
There's 101 possible permutations of how this can unfold, but unfortunately, an increasing number of those possible permutations are quite ugly ones. And so I think the Prime Minister's call for people to register and to be mindful of what's at stake, be mindful of what's possibly coming up this weekend and how the pressure really has been slowly ratcheting up. To urge caution, I think, is a reasonable thing at this stage.
Malcolm Turnbull and the US President Donald Trump both agree China is the country with the greatest leverage over North Korea and needs to use its economic influence over Pyongyang to bring it to its senses. But not everyone's convinced China will help.
China is not going to go there with the oil sanctions. So if China, from indications are that China is not prepared to apply additional pressure through oil sanctions, which is really now becoming considered the main additional possible sanction that could be imposed beyond the ones that have been imposed now by the UN Security Council. And it appears probably Russia is not interested in doing that either, which means the UN Security Council wouldn't back an additional sanction on oil. So what options are there? Not very many, other than military ones.
And that's left people like Professor Blaxland with increasingly less hope for a peaceful outcome.
I tend to be a glass half full kind of guy, but I must admit it seems to be running out of water at the moment.
That's Professor John Blaxland from the Australian National University, ending that report by Stephanie Dalzell.